we're lucky enough to have a whole family with us at that time, which is what we needed, and we were able to go through it together from the beginning, and we were able to go and see Toby every day at the at Old Hay. So we were able to go and give him cuddles and everything. We were up there for a week afterwards. On the Tuesday he had his post-mortem, and on the Friday we were finally able to bring him home. And it was when we were home that my partner's mum has a friend who lost her son a couple of years ago, and she'd had a cuddle cot. So she'd raised the money last year for a cuddle cot, and at the beginning of the year, and Toby was the first baby to use it. And on the day that we were bringing him home and he was going to use the cuddle cot, there were two other families that asked to use it but were unable to. So that's when we originally set up a GoFundMe page, because it was going to cost £500 to bring him home, and so we didn't have that money. And my partner's mum had said, there are so many people saying, if you need us for anything, let us know. So she just said, let them help you. And so we set up the GoFundMe page to raise the money to bring him home. But we set that up about 6 o'clock in the evening. By 10 o'clock, it was already at £2,000. So when we brought him home and we heard about the two other families, that's when we decided that any other money raised would go towards raising the money for another cuddle cot, because there were barely any in the area, and so we didn't want other families to miss out on spending extra time with their babies after they'd passed away.